Martha Walton. They can hear me. Okay. For the benefit of people in New York, I dressed really nicely for tonight, and you can't see it. I look amazing. I'm wearing this really long dress and shoes. It's really nice. Okay. I'd like to start with some animal poems. This is a poem called Cow. Cow, the sad fat mother of the universe. Cow, your insides are so white. It doesn't mean anything. I am so full. You should be milking me. Unicorn. The unicorn is shy, doesn't want to be a metaphor in your big, angry, stupid book anymore. Dolphin. Attention-seeking, plunging, dragging wake. Subalternous dolphin breathes many different airs, can breathe anywhere. White goldfish. Swims in your blood, holds secrets that only cells know, computers, can't tell you, can't even speak. Those are all the animal poems I could think of. This is called, this messy poem called Feelings. Take any product from the next room, scanning sentiment, and the heart of the city is stacking in photocopiers. All you say of love I can get from posters, devices. Everything is subtle in a spit of graffiti, double parked out of recklessness, and backed into a drip-fed drama, buttonless, gums blazing, and car-sick, car-strapped, and full of vim. Let's churn out a classic. Come with me. Take this product and then some. My lovely gree-gree. Won't you have a hold of my lovely gree-gree? At market, my clean canvas wedges named Tireless sink laced deep in bohemian patience. I have renamed my sandals Harlem Renaissance, and I crash down the avenue with its wretched overflow, catching the eyes of the traders whom I dare to love. My ankles are a testament to my good faith in them, us all. My community is a promise I make with my purse. We can't speak for the world, but we can ensure we drown evenly. The beach under the beach still processing its feelings. The roads the sun made. We are all about the present, and we know it's getting passé writing poems about Tesco's. But as we are the fluff of trade, we know when to hold our breath, when to learn ways to be pacific, to watch the movement of bodies, just glad to be alive as the earth folds, boxes, and packs itself away. I can't love under these conditions. Meet me somewhere out of town, get away from this. We'll read each other long and impossibly sad love poems. Like, I model. I cut myself into my perfect husk and I die by my own violence. The one I love asks me how my fingers felt to the touch of asphalt. I'm crouching in her corner and being watched to enliven and lionize her. I hope she finds the inside of my heart is beautiful for Micah. On finding a fire. ATMing together is sanctioned city. Proto-party is pure party. Post-spectacle, it's lust density. Back of my mind, small of my back. Clap the night open in burlesque throng, all sunk in Kang and nested. No proms, no FOMO fireworks. Fuck the lantern drone for me drench. Suck of any other clasps us hollow of my hand. En masse, we threaten no one. We are love's borders, sketchy and unpoliced, like political critique on a thread twice nested and unravel, return to decency. Radiation, our impossible bodies, collectively unfixed, our laps, we matter. Oh no, sky tonight for us. Desire, don't be shadowed in public. We are safely capped in decent laps. Call us out. We, drama is censorship. We, masks and lights. We like play, but only with each other. This I goes on and on. How can I love in poetry? Why in poetry anyway? This gradually past touch is never I, is never scan. Your touch is all my suppressed O's. Distinctly come alive and wrapped. Oh, decency in this place of touch. So, oh, paltry, replace space and grammar with extension, touch, dissipation. Ah. Anyone who saw that, I tipped a bottle of water into my shoe. And it... what's going on in London tonight, New York? The next poem is called E. It's a sci-fi poem. E. Old woman, redressed in meat space, cells aerified, no molecules lovingly unpacked and displaced. Stylized mirror, I've charmed her to the positronic brain, a gut-wrench redaction incorporating my longing, this dormouse of inverted transhumanity and vivid embodiment, framed as memories in the impartial lolloping of today's inertial clock. The fatness of matter is in her ears, expanding and deafening at the future limits of the light cone Gaia. NG tubes break the quine, gorging her on time, and interior ecologies of grey goo. Too literal, too literally the fat burning of senescence around the thriving cortex. Here is the Gaius. I bring my minimum as a light touch to the zero, paranoid synthetic rocking red-eyed replicant wet word into sympathy, event, through transdifferentiation, pitiful objection for the technological singularity hijacked to prolong this irreversible dissipation. It's too hot to open the window in an open system, only diffuse matter to let in anyway. No one has the heat to breathe, force or momentum to shift their sheets. Shanty, 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 said no one ever. Finally, hidden door. The city is a vault, a breathing ground for damp. We cave in corners, rioting in dark, dank and green living. A cluster of fingertips caress concrete, red of blood, insects, full stop, thick under the nail. Make a chalk line and watch it spread. Piece me apart across the chalk circle. Whoever loves me most should tear me into two. The city, I rebound. Thick sound falls on the doorsteps of the fatted, rattle and tat, growth in the filaments, moss in the liniments. Anything that isn't flesh or fibre is as good as salt to me right now. Live copiously and grey in the recesses. Thank you.